Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork Red FM.
Fiona Clark, Cork International Film Festival director and CEO. The 65th edition is clearly not going to be how I think everybody would like it to be, but it does mean that through these dark, cold nights of lockdown, we'll be sitting on our couch with access to amazing movie quality from around the world, including Ireland and here in Cork. How do you feel about that as a statement?
I'm pretty excited by that.
That's kind of how it's worked out, really, with everything and all of how it's gone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, obviously we'd love to be in cinemas, and that's where films are supposed to be seen. But, you know, we planned for this, and the world has changed, so we've reimagined things to be able to change with it. And I'm really, really proud of the programme, and I'm really looking forward to putting my feet up as well, actually.
I can imagine. Sunday 8th through November 15th is the 65th Cork International Film Festival. I have the app available in all app stores, CIFF 2020. And this pretty much is the portal to do everything.
Yep, it's brilliant. It makes it really easy to book tickets and to manage tickets. And you can check out corkfilmfest.org as well. And there's lots of information on all the films there. But it's super easy. And we've got some great offers. You can buy a 10-film pass. You can buy an all-access festival pass and get to see absolutely everything. There's 50 features and documentaries, over 80 short films, films for families, 4 world premieres. There's about 9 new Irish films. There's so much to choose from. I mean, it's a really rich programme that you can watch these flexibly when you want to, from your sofa. And you've got a whole week to do that, from the Sunday to the Sunday. So, you know, that gives it's a different way of festivaling this year. So we're just going to do it a bit different this year.
The gala on the 8th is The Racer, Kieran J. Walsh.
Oh, it's a brilliant film. I can't wait for people to see this. It's all about the Tour de France that was in Ireland back in the 1998.
Summer of 1998. Do you remember the old... I have a film connection for you on this. I was working with, were they Cork Multichannel or Irish Multichannel at the time? A cable TV service that was unique to Cork that had its own TV channels that I used to do a music and film programme on. And Neil Prendeville used to do a show, and there was all sorts of things on there. Trevor Welch. There's a bunch of people came out of that particular place, but I was working on a sports show at the time, and I ended up watching the Tour de France come through Cork from the roof of the Capital Cineplex. Well, not the roof, the awning of the Capital Cineplex, the bit over the steps as you'd walk in to see your movies. There was this big awning over it that they used to put like signs up for what movies were on. That's what we were sitting out and on, with this bird's eye view of the Tour de France as it went past. I crawled out the hole there, and we went out with the camera crew, and we were sitting on that. It was, what a spot to be on, like coming down Washington Street, because that's where the cyclists passed by and went off to or came from, one or the other, and it was some spectacle. So this film charts the Tour de France's time in Ireland.
It does, yeah, and there's some great scenes towards the end actually in Cork as well. But it's a real, it's a fantastic kind of sport drama, and it's you know, got some great humour in it as well. And it's a real sort of packed adrenaline film, little punch right to the finish line. It's a really strong and kind of uplifting and exciting, a brilliant way to open the festival. So. I hope lots of people will join us on Sunday the 8th, and it kicks off the whole of the festival.
I suppose the interesting thing to say is that, I mean, you know, with all of what's happened and with the festival now fully digital, I mean, you could reach capacity for some films. Probably it might be wise for those particularly interested to get on it now.
Oh, absolutely. It is. I mean, it's like it is like cinema. There's a limited number of tickets per film. So once they're sold out, it's sold out. There is a case. It's not a sort of endless hole of, you know, it really does have capacity. And, you know, we would sell out these events if we were doing them in Cork. So in physical venues. So really, you really do need to book. And even if you book a pass, you do need to book the tickets as well, because once they're gone, they're gone. And it'll be very popular. But there's plenty of films to choose from. And I want to give a shout out actually to our Irish Gala as well, which is a debut Irish film called The Bright Side, written and directed by Ruth Meehan. And that opens on the Monday night, the 9th, and then is available for the rest of the week. And she's a fantastic new voice. And it's a really great sort of dark comedy drama. And it's sort of, I think it'll really appeal to people now, to really resonate the sort of, the out of darkness there will be light, and the sort of gallows humour that we're seeing around social media at the moment. And that film really captures that. And I'd encourage people to book that as well. And there's loads of shorts to see and international documentaries and features. I mean, there's such a huge range, films for families, and we're doing our schools program online as well. So we can, you can screen straight into the classroom. So we really have pivoted the whole festival, to be available online, and there's all that flexibility there as well. So I hope that lots of people will join us this year, and, you know, something good and exciting, and to keep us occupied during the lockdown.
Absolutely. We'll be talking about it again in advance. It's from the 8th to the 15th of November. CIFF 2020 is the app that you need to settle back and enjoy incredible quality from around the world, brought to you by Cork International Film Festival. Thank you, Fiona Clark, Director and CEO.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.